Yeah. You hold enough beis and beis. We're holding again. Meisve around three quarters down. Meisve sukkah shehi gvoya lamala miyestrim amma. If you have a sukkah that the schach of the sukkah is more than 20 amas high, so the Mishnah says psula, the sukkah is possible. If you have Yehuda machshir ad aboyim v'chamishim amma. If you don't know, the sukkah is kosher, even though it's 40 or 50 yamas high, still it's kosher. Now it doesn't have to only be 20, it could even be higher. Now Omer Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya, brings a proof to his pshat, that he holds, even though the sukkah is higher than 20 yamas, still the sukkah is kosher. What's his proof? Because there was a maisa behilni yamalka. That happened with the queen, Hilni, the Lud, she lived in Lud, shehoisa sukkosa gevoiha miyeshram amma. She had a sukkah, even though she was a lady, she had a sukkah, that the schach was higher than 20 yamas tall. It was more than 20 yamas high, the schach. For Yuzikanim nichnosim v'yotzim l'shom. And the chachomim in Lud used to go to visit her. They went in the sukkah and they went out of the sukkah. V'lo yomru lo adover. And they didn't tell her anything. Like they didn't tell you, you know your sukkah is possible. This is Rabbi Yehuda's raya. L'chura now Mishnah, according to Rabbonin, the Mishnah says yamayit. If the schach is more than 20 yamas high, it's possible. And the Mishnah says, you might, you have to lower it. So according to Chachomim, how come the Chachom here didn't tell her to lower the schach? So it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the schach is higher than 20 yamas, still it's kosher. So Amruloi, the Chachom said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, from there you want to bring a raya that a sukkah is kosher even though its schach is higher than 20 yamas tall. Isha hoysa, it was Hilni Yamalka, she's a lady. Uptura min ha-sukkah. The klal is noshim apotter min asukah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman gromo. Noshim apotter. So therefore the chum didn't say anything. Like, why should they say anything? She doesn't have to eat in the sukkah altogether. Om malahen, so Yehuda said, no, I still have a good raya from this maisa. Va'aloi shiva bonim hevelo. She had those seven children, seven sons. So, and then mechuyif to sin the sukkah. V'yoyd, another raya. Kol ma'aseh alo yosah so'el apichachomim. Whatever she did, she only did according to the Chachamim. She listened to whatever the Chachamim told her. So these are the two rayas of Yehuda has that the sukkah had to be kosher. So Mor explains now, what do you mean to say these two things? Lomali lemisne v'yoid. What did Rabbi Yehuda have to hear to say also that Hilni Amalka only did whatever the Chachamim told her? Why? His lomali lemisne v'yoid called myself Yosef El Apir Chachamim. Hochikom, this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Hochikom aluhu. Ki soimru bonim ketanim hoyu. Maybe you want to tell me that her sons were very small. Uktanim pturim in asukah. So, they're still potim in asukah. They're like the pochus, they're younger than a gila chinuch. They're not even 6 years old yet. That's why they didn't care if the sukkah was posel or not. So first of you just said no. Kivon de shiva hevi, since she had seven sons, is the yevshad lehevi buchad shayna tzarech limay. That the shia chinuch is, if you have a son that doesn't need his mother, he can manage on himself, he can eat by himself, sleep by himself already. There's a mitzvah chinuch, he should eat in the sukkah. So since she had seven sons, it's mistavra, the oldest one was at least 7 years old. So 7 years old is already a zman of a gila chinuch. So therefore, after the mitzvah chinuch, the son was supposed to eat in a kosher sukkah. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chi teimru, maybe you could tell me, koton shein etzaruch li'imoy midrabonenhu. True. The oldest son was at least 7 years old, and he's a son that doesn't need his mother. So really, he should be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. But what chiyuv does he have to eat in the sukkah? Only midrabbon as mitzvah chinuch. Midrabbon knew the mechayve, and maybe the ihi midrabbon lo mashkecho. Maybe she did not listen to the rabbon's din. In other words, as mitzvah the rabbon she didn't listen to. So maybe you have that. So maybe that's the pshat here. And the chum don't have to tell it to. That since it's only mechuyev in the rabbon the klal always is. So even though the Chomin and Lord came into the sukkah and they saw the way she was sitting there with her seven sons, and the sukkah really was possum, really the schach was the malam echof, maybe it's possum. But you ask me a question of Yehuda, if it was possum, how come the Chom didn't tell her you're doing something wrong? I can answer you, it's only midrabbonin the chiyah for the sons to eat in the sukkah. They're ketanim, midiraisa they're still potter. It's only a mitzvah midrabbonin. And maybe she didn't listen to the mitzvah midrabbonin. And the chomim don't have a chiyah to be moicha, because there's a klal in the mitzvah midrabbonin, mutif shiyu shevgin by yumizidim. So that's if you just said no, v'yoid, it's yedua, we knew that kol ma'aseho lo yososo elo pichachomim. Whatever she did, she only did because of whatever Chom told her to do. So in other words, if there would have been a mitzvah chinuch, and there is a mitzvah chinuch, in other words, the children, since the oldest one is at least 7 years old, midrabbanan he has to eat in the sukkah. And she listened to chachamim. So therefore, she mistama had a sukkah that's kosher for a son to sit there. So either sukkah was lamala mechof, so it's a right to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though his chach is higher than 20 amas tall, still the sukkah is kosher. That's why the chum didn't tell her anything. Because if like the Rabbonin shita, that the sukkah is possible, why didn't the Rabbonin tell her? Because she listens to the Rabbonin. Even a mitzvah to the Rabbonin also she listens to. So that was the right to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the sukkah is lamala mechof, still it's kosher. Yeah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Nesvei, l'hanangas the kashin al-hanacham roi, the prishi, the pluk to the mastis and the first riozel. The kashin is going to be according to the mandiyom we just had yesterday that say, what's the machloikis, what's the hezbin the machloikis, like we'll soon see. So, kotin, shen tzorach l'imo, is it rashi, or milakamon, the chayiv l'chanche b'mitzvah sukkah. There's a mitzvah schinuch. So Rashi's mashmir, what's the chayiv chinuch? The chayiv l'chonchoy. The chayiv is upon the father. In other words, not that the son himself really has a mitzvah. The chiyuv chinuch Rashi sheet, there is mashman Rashi and brachos also, the chiyuv is upon the father. The father has the chiyuv to see that a son does mitzvahs. Here also Rashi says, the chayiv lechanchoy, it's the chiyuv upon the father, here the mother, to machanach her child, to make sure he eats in a sukkah. Now, with the rabbonin, this mitzvah is only with the rabbonin. She has kiko lahagul es hakotin. That's chinuch, to get your son used to doing mitzvahs le mitzvah. She royal law. A mitzvah that he eventually will have a chiyuv to do, k'day she'em mechunach v'rogel mitzvahs. K'day he should be used to doing mitzvah. That when he comes bar mitzvah, he'll be able to do all the mitzvahs. If we don't start teaching him before, he won't be able to do the mitzvahs. So with the rabbanon there's a chiyuv chinuch. Tzatzi abiyud is raya. And the Ritva speaks out here in the Santi Yisoid, that you see from this Gemara also, mitzvah chinuch means you have to give your son a mitzvah, a complete mitzvah. You can't give your son half of a mitzvah. That's not mitzvah chinuch. Chinuch means you have to give your son 100% kosher mitzvah. The Moshliya by Sukkah. We're saying now that Hilna Hamalka, she was Mekayim mitzvah to Rabbonin. And with Rabbonin, she has a chiyuv to Mechanach her son to make sure he eats in a Sukkah. So if Yehuda brought a raya that you see this Sukkah is kosher, even though the Schach was more than 20 amas high, but since she let her son eat there, and the Chum didn't stop her, it's a raya you could be Mekayim the mitzvah. So Churik asked the question, what's the raya? Maybe for mitzvah chinuch, any type of a sukkah you make is kosher. Who says for mitzvah sukkah it has to be 100% kosher sukkah? Your ritva speaks out, no. You see, from this Gemara, when you do chinuch to your son, you have to give him a kosher sukkah. You have to give him a kosher lulav, a kosher esrig. It's no good to give him a posle esrig. Say, it's only chinuch anyway, I'll give him a posle esrig. That's not the mitzvah chinuch. The mitzvah chinuch is to mechanach your son by giving him a 100% kosher mitzvah. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Rai here, that since Helma Malka let her son eat in this sukkah, and she did mitzvah sukkah, she did mitzvah chinuch, that the Rai of this sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Agav is a famous kasher with Kivegias here, the Kivegias Gilly Mashreach, the kasher for the Toysi Yishonim we have in Yuma, that there, the Toysi Yishonim says, it's Gemara Nazir also, that an isha is part of a mitzvah chinuch. Chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the mother. The mother doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch. So that's what Toysi Yishonim also says over there. Then the Yeskel was a Shreya al Gemara here. How does the Gemara say that Hiln Hamalka al mitzvah chinuch let her son eat in the kosher sukkah? The mother is potter from the sukkah, is potter from mitzvah chinuch. She doesn't have the mitzvah chinuch. And here the Gemara is mashma clearly that she was mekayim all the drabonins. She did the chinuch here. So Tzadik Shana over there wants to answer. Maybe the Maaseh was the father was here also, and the father did the chinuch. But I call part of the Gemara, yes, it's not mashma like that. The Gemara is mashma that Hilna Hamalka, she herself, had a chiv midrabbanan to see to it that her sons eat in the sukkah. So for Takashi, if you hold that those shittas, that an isha is part of a mitzvah chinuch, what was the chiv here? Right. Famous kasha. He lies about Tzarechi and Godin. You're right. So now the Gemara says like this. Now, Bishlei Mulaman de Yoma, Bishain Defanus Mezgir Leschach, Machlaikis. Bishleim, according to, this was Rab Zera before, that said that where is the machlokes now Mishnah when the walls of the sukkah does not go high up all the way to the schach. That's where it's the machlokes. Because we said then, his svara was, like we had before, according to the first man, the Yama. According to Rabbi's Pshat, that said the reason why Yitzchak can't be Lamala Mechov, because the Pasuk says, Laman Yedu Derasechim, Kibasukas Ashafti, that you have to be able sitting in the Sukkah and seeing the Yitzchak. And usually your eyes don't look above 20 Amos. So Rabbi Zeira said that's only if the walls of the Sukkah don't go up to the Yitzchak. But let's say the walls go up to the Yitzchak Mamish, then it's normal to look at the wall, and once your eyes get attached to the wall, your eyes already follow the wall all the way up. So therefore, it will be kosher even though the Yitzchak is the Malam Yichof. But where is the Machlokes in the Mishnah that if the Yitzchak is more than 20 Amos high, it's possible, where the walls does not reach the Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, according to him, it's very good here also, how Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Hilna HaMalkum. Why? That, because Darka Shemalka Leisha Besukah Shein Defanas Megillas Chach. It's a normal thing that a Malka, she has a nice sukkah, that usually they don't like the schach, the walls, to go up to the roof. Why? Because they want it to be cool inside. They want space for the air to come in. So the wall only goes up like 10 feet high, and then the schach is another 5 feet above that, hold up by poles, because then that the air should come in. So is good, warrior of Yehuda, brought a riot from Hilna Malka. You see here, even though the walls did not reach the schach, still, even though the schach was higher than 20 amis, still it was kosher. So that's of Yehuda's raya, that the schach could be lamala michov. Trashi, imagine say. Says good. Mishum avira. The reason why the Malka would not have her walls reach the schach, because she wants air to come in. So Drashi, ruach, shu shermut bavuf neachoyim. It's hot then sukkah time. So you would zichah want some air to come in. So it's a nice thing to have space from the wall goes up 10 feet, and then the schach is 5 feet higher than that. So man, it's very good why Rabbi Yehuda brought a riot to his halacha from this meister. Elo laman diyamadon. That the sukkah katana machlekes we had before. The only machlekes the mishnah when the sukkah is exactly dalad ames by dalad ames. That's what Rav Huna said. Or bezoy the kasher is v'chidakar shomalka leishe b'sukkah katana. Like what's Rav Yehuda then bringing a raya from Hilna Hamalka? It's mistavra Hilna Hamalka, a queen. Her sukkah was bigger than dalad ames by dalad ames. Now Rav Huna said before that when the sukkah is wider than 4 amos by 4 amos. Everybody's moidah, even though it's lamala mechov, still it's kosher. So how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from Hilna Malka? Rabbi Yehuda would have to bring a raya then in a case where the sukkah was exactly only dalad al dalad. Still, there, if the schach is lamala mechov, it's kosher. That would be a good raya. But how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from this mice of Hilna Malka if mistavra the Malka sukkah was wider than dalad al dalad amis? And according to Rav Huna, once the sukkah is wider than dalad ames, we said this svara. Rav Huna holds before the svara is that schach has to make tzel. The aside of schach means to make shade. So we said if it's more than 20 ames high, you don't have shade on the bottom from the schach, you have shade on the bottom because of the walls. But that's only if the schach is only dalad by dalad. But once the schach on top is wider than dalad by dalad, then the svara was for sure you have shade on the floor from the schach. So therefore, that's where Rav Huna learned that if the sukkah is wider than dalad dalad, everybody holds its kosher, even though it's lamala mechov. So according to Rav Huna, it's a kasher. How could Rav Yehuda bring a raya to his yisoid? That according to Rav Huna, his yisoid is even if the sukkah is only dalad by dalad, still if the schach is higher than 20, it's still kosher. Where's your raya from Hilna Malka? For sure, Hilna Malka sukkah was wider than dalad dalad. Have the Gemara? No. Omer Rav bar Avada, lenitzuchu elo lesukah ha'asuya kitunyas. She had a sukkah that had small rooms in it, small chambers. So she was sitting now, she was sitting in a small chamber, in a small room. And this room only had dalad dalad. For the Gemara, good, you want to tell me the sukkah with small rooms? Of a v'chidaka shomal kolesha v'sukah ha'asuya kitunyas. Still it's a kasha. A queen doesn't sit in such a sukkah. She doesn't sit in a sukkah that has different small rooms to it. It's mistavra, like where she was sitting, it was a wide room. So again, most probably her sons ate where she was, and most probably she was in a big room. So once her room was wider than dalad dalad amis, then Rav Yehuda can't bring a raya to his yisoid according to Rav Huna. Because once it's wider than dalad dalad, everybody holds its kosher. So Gemara says, Am Ravashi, lo nitzuchu elo lekitunyas shebo. Talking about true, Avada, she had a nice big room where she spent most of the day. We're talking about now, she had a private room also, a private corner with sneas. Drashi le katunia shebor. That means sukkah gedoyla levnei mesibois. Avada, she had a nice big sukkah, nice big room there. But for katunia's katana betoichel with sneas.
She had like a small corner there to use the tznius. The biktunius yasven. She was punk now sitting in this small corner. Now the afagav the psula, even though it's possible yichbaslon the ish of turim nasuka. In other words, she herself takir is potter. It doesn't bother us. But the kasher is, look, as I said before, how could her sons be sitting there? That's the Raya of Yehuda brought. Now it's very good, even according to Rav Huna. She was sitting in the small corner. That was like a private closet. That's where she was sitting. And that room was only dalad adalad. And still her sons were sitting there. And still the chomim, when they came in and saw her sons eating in that part of the sukkah, didn't say anything. So that's Rav Yehuda's Raya, that even though it's only dalad adalad, still the schach, even though it's lamala mechav, still it's kosher. So now, what's the machlokes now? Rabbanan Sarva, the Rabbanan said, there's no raya from this maisa. Rabbanan hold, that I'll tell you, Boneho, Besukkah, you have a yasfing. Avada, the sons were sitting in the bigger room, in the big sukkah. And that's why, even though the schach was lamala mechof, it's kosher. The Yihu, only she, the mother, yasva bikatunyas. Mishum sniyusa. She was sitting in the small room because it's sniyus. She wanted to have privacy. But the Rabbanan say avada, if the sons would have been sitting in that small room with her, since that room was only dalad al dalad, and the schach was higher than 20 amis, the Rabbanan say it's possible. So avada, the chum would have told you, doing the wrong thing. But the reason why the chum didn't tell her anything, because the sons were not sitting in that small room. The sons were sitting in the big room. And in the big room, that's where Funa says, according to everybody, since the room is wider than dalad amis by dalad amis, according to everybody, could be kosher as high as you want. Therefore, nobody told her anything. That's the Chum Shita. That's what the old, there's no raya from this Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda also know. Rabbi Yehuda, the Maisa one, the sons were sitting mamish next to her in a private room that was only dalad al dalad. And still, even though the schach was higher than 20 yamas tall, still she was mekayim mitzvah chinuch by letting the sons eat there. So that's kasha, how come? Why didn't the Chum tell you you're not doing the mitzvah the way you're supposed to? Elamayitzer writes Rabbi Yehuda, Tiafiyavafilu hochli, Amri lo dover. The Chum didn't tell her anything. You know why? Because the sukkah is still kosher. This is the right of Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the walls are only 4 amas apart, that's all, and the schach is very high, taller than 20 amas tall, still it's a kosher sukkah. Still it's kosher to mekayim mitzvah chinuch. That's a raya, it's a kosher sukkah. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. It's a good raya according to Rabbi Yehuda. Agav Rashi has the kasha. This we had yesterday two man diomim. Rav Huna said the shailer is dalad al dalad, but Rav Adler learned yesterday. We had yesterday. He learned it's talking about dafka by seven tefachim by seven tefachim in a place where it's only roy to hold your head, your over your body, and your shulchan. That's all. Even such a small room is also kasha l'sukkah. So Rashi is bothered by, if you hold ketunyas here means such a small room, how is it possible that all her sons were sitting in that small room? You can't get 7 people in such a small room. If the whole room is only 7 tefachim, how could you get 7 kids in there? So Tosfos answers. Tosfos says here, Mashadochet v'kuntris, L'Rav Chanan it is, L'Rav Chanan bar Rabba, that Marad Rabbi Yehuda, V'yev shel shiva bonim b'shiva tefachim, Rav Adam Rava says that a sukkah is kosher even by 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And that's what we're talking about. So if so, how could you have 7 kids sitting in such a small room? So try to say Lav Pirchi, it's not a kasha. The Dilma, the Yisraelis Gezach here, Aru Chatuva. It could be, it was very, very long, the sukkah. The sukkah was very, very long. Avaloi Hoysa Rechava, and the Morgan of Ron's Gear 3 is Ela Shiva Tefachim. O Benea B'yoysa Rechava Yasvi. In other words, that the brought down. Not that we say the smallest sukkah you could have is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. If it's less than 7 by 7 tefachim, the sukkah is possible. What's going to be, let's say you have a sukkah 10 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Is that kosher? You have the exact same square inches as you would have 7 by 7. Is that kosher here also to have 7 by 6? So they bring down the Magen Avraham Madaik from this place is known. That Tais Gius with Davka, it was had to be 7 tefachim wide. It will be less than 7 tefachim wide, it will be possible anyway. In other words, you want to say now it's kosher from Mitzvah Chinuch. So that's what Tais says. It was very, very long, and it had to at least be 7 tefachim wide. Because any time one of the dimensions, either the length or else the width, is less than 7 tefachim, the sukkah is possible. Even though it could be 20 tefachim long, but as long as it's not wide 7 tefachim, it's possible. And that's what down the locker also. So if you have a small sukkah, it's not enough to have this way 20 tefachim and the other way 5 tefachim, still possible. You have to have at least 7 by 7. It has to be at least a square there of 7 by 7. Even though if Hilchos Mezuzah we hold not like that, Hilchos Mezuzah we hold the room has to be Dal Damas by Dal Damas. And you don't have to have 4 by 4, it's enough to have 6 by 2. So you have to be mechalek between a sukkah and Hilchos Mezuzah for the bayis. But Kol Pon of Hilchos Sukkah Toysa says here where the Magen Avraham learns that the sukkah has to be a perfect at least 7 by 7. If you don't have 7 each way, it's possible. So here, this small room she had was 7. So Beitayz learns the small room was 7 tefachim wide, but it was 20 tefachim long. So that's how she can have all her 7 kids in that room. But still, it's good because since it wasn't wider than 7 by 7, it's according to Rabban, and it's possible if the schach is more than 20 amos high. So therefore, it's a right to Rabbi Yehuda now, even though the schach is the Ma'ala Mechav, still the sukkah is kosher. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Halacha, what's the halacha? Tzricha shetei machzekes roish of rubei b'shachonai. You know the smallest size of a sukkah you can have, it has to be at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is big enough to have your head in there, to have rubei robe the majority of your body, b'shachonai on your table. If you have a sukkah smaller than this, it's possible. That's what the Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said. Omer le Rababa, Rababa said back to him, Keman, who are you saying like l'chura kevei shamai? The Chur will soon, as we have later, there's a Marashah on Daf Chav Ches, there's a Machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds this kosher just Rosh of Rubai. 6 by 6 is kosher. You don't need 7 by 7. You don't need Shulchanah there. It's enough just Rosh of Rubai. And here Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak is holding, no, you have to have Rosh of Rubai with Shulchanah. The Chur, that's 7 by 7 like Beis Sham and Shita. Or Malais, we answer the back like Enoch Nam, Yelik Kaman, Yisaka True. Ella, who else you want to say? True. I'm talking Paskin like Beis Shammai. And we'll soon see Toysis here. This is one of the 6 cases that we Paskin like Beis Shammai. Ika the army, some said the Lashon is like this. That Omer Rabbi Abba, the Omer Lochmani, Rabbi Abba said back to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, who are you saying like? Like, who do you Paskin that you say you, for a sukkah you need at least Roishav Rubei B'Shechonoi, Omelei Beis Shammai, Enoch Nami. It's going according to Beis Shammai, but you should know, V'loi Tozes Mino, don't move away from here, like don't think. Usually we pass like Beis Shammai, but like Beis Hillel. Not here, no. Here we pass here like Beis Shammai. And that's Halachom, that if a sukkah is smaller than 7 by 7, enough to size to have Roishav Rubei B'Shechonoi, the sukkah is possible. Here we pass here like Beis Shammai. That ties these down. That the Seder of Amram, Posak Beshisha Mekaymas, Halacha Ge Beshamai, Choda Haide Sukkah, Tzrichishte Machzekas Reishi Rubi Veshachonai. And since the Gemara Paskins, that's from Shmuel Rav Yitzchak saying, Halacha, so Mashmir, here, this Halacha we Paskin like Beshamai, that your Sukkah has to at least be 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. Vaito. Maskev Lor Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Nachman Rav Yitzchak asked the Kasha both, to Rav Abba, to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Pesuk Ketana Pligi, what's your raya you're telling me now? That your halach goes according to Beis Shammai and not according to Beis Hillel. Mashmi, you hold it some achlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. About a small sukkah, Dilma Pesukah Gedele Pligi. Maybe the Mishnah later is only talking about a big sukkah. And there's a machlokes about a big sukkah. What's the case? Okigoyin de Yosef Apumedim Tolosa. We're talking about, you have a tremendous big room. You have a big sukkah. But you're now sitting at the door of the sukkah. That's exactly where you're sitting. And your table is not in the sukkah. Your table is inside the house. And you're sitting, mamish, by the entrance of the sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah. But you know where your table where the food is? It's inside the house. That's the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai Savri Gazrinon Shema Yimshech Achas Shechonai. You should know in such a case, Beis Shammai says, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. You weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah. Why? Midrabon, it's a Gzeirah. It's a Gzeirah, if you can eat that way, we're afraid maybe you'll pick yourself up, leave the Sukkah altogether, and go in your house and eat it by your Shulchan. And then for sure you're not Yotzei. So therefore, the Rabbon and Beis Shammai holds as a Gzeirah, you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah eating in such a Sukkah. We'll soon see what that means. Toysa Shita is a tremendous Chiddush. Toysa says that even with the now the mitzvah. The our halacha here. The last few words of Toys here. Then a case where you're sitting at the entrance of your sukkah. the gazrina shem yishach achashachonoi. Beshama makes a gzera that you're not makayim the mitzvah, because we're afraid even though you're eating the food in the sukkah, maybe you'll leave the sukkah to eat in the house where your table is. Or kamri lekiyamta mitzvah sukkim yamecha. The afilu mediraitza lekayim. Or with the Beshama nishla betzilu. Toishitur is that now even mediraitza you're not makayim the mitzvah. Tremendous chiddush. Even though really midiraisa, you're sitting in the sukkah, and the sukkah is a nice big sukkah, and the schach is kosher, everything is kosher, you should be in the kind of mitzvah. But since you're sitting at the entrance, and your table is inside the house, the Shama makes it zera to say, if you eat this way, we're afraid, maybe you'll leave your sukkah and go inside the house, therefore the Rabbanan said you're not the kind of mitzvah. And the Rabbanan have a kerech, when they say you're not the kind of mitzvah, they have a kerech to us that even midiraisa, you're not the kind of mitzvah anymore. Some Achrenim want to say a blaz like a Hezbo, like it's a mitzvah bobi avera. Once Beis Shammai, once the Chum made a gzera, you're not allowed to eat this way. When you go and eat this way, you're doing an avera by eating this way. Therefore, you're not makayim the mitzvah. Other Rishonim learn not like this. Other Rishonim learn that avadi you are makayim the mitzvah with the Raisam, just with the Rabbanan says, you're not makayim the mitzvah. It's only the Rabbanan that you're not makayim the mitzvah. Chup and Afkamina, if you eat there this way, so, and then, let's say the first night sukkahs. And then you realize you did wrong, you want to eat over a second time in the sukkah. Well, you have to make a bracha the second time or not. The way Tosis learns that you're not makayim the mitzvah at all the first time. So if you can eat over again at night, you'll have to make a bracha the second time. Because the first time you weren't makayim the mitzvah at all. Because the other Rishonim though, you were makayim the mitzvah, just with Rabboni you did something wrong. But Tosis is this Gemara according to Beis Shammai Zera, Yimam is not makayim the mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah. Who didn't you have the yisur of this by Hilchos by Kriyashma also that midiraisa we pass in a laili can mekayim the mitzvah Kriyashma the whole night. The Chama made gzerat chatzos after chatzos you shouldn't say Kriyashma. So also Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah there speaks out what's going to be according to Chama Shiti if you say Kriyashma after chatzos. So he also does one start to say you're not mekayim mitzvah Kriyashma midiraisa even though midiraisa you're allowed to say it till the next morning. But since the Rabbanan said at chatzos if you say it afterwards you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. Just like Tay says over here also. In other words, you said that if you don't listen to the Rabbanin, it applies like a mitzvah. But we are very not kind of mitzvah at all. Halacha, we hold there, you could say Kriyashma after, because we hold the Gamliel. That even though the Chili is supposed to say before Chatzos, but if you didn't say before Chatzos, we hold you're allowed to say Kriyashma throughout the night. But here we hold like Beis Shammai. If you ate this way, you're not kind of mitzvah sukkah at all, according to Tay Sashita. Right? Or Beisilah Sarbulay Gazrina. Beisilah helps not, we don't make the Xavier. So that's the kasha. Who says there's a machlokes about a small sukkah? Maybe the whole machlokes is only about a big sukkah. Do you make this gezer or not? V'dekana, now bring your proof of this also. Tiktoni, the Mishnah says later, Mi shoyer roish of ruba b'sukkah. Someone had his head and his majority of his body was in the sukkah. V'shulchonoi b'teich abayis. But the table was inside the house. So what's the loch? And he was eating in the sukkah. V'shamai poistim. V'shamai says it's possum. Or Beisilu Machshirin. Beisilu says the sukkah is kosher. Now, via Misa, if you're going to tell me now the whole machloikis is about a small sukkah, not about a big sukkah, or the Zoy, that Mishnah should have explained itself. It should have said, Machzekis, Reina Machzekis, mi boyilei. The Mishnah should have said, if you eat in a small sukkah that does not have the size to have Reisha Rubei Vashachonai, if it's less than 7x7, it's possible. Or the sukkah katana. Period. Because why didn't the Mishnah speak out clearly? If you eat in such a sukkah that's less, you don't have enough for Rosh Avrubai, then it's possible. Since the Mishnah doesn't speak out the size, Mashmu talking about it's a big sukkah. Even though it's a tremendous size sukkah. Still, since you're eating by the entrance and your shulchan, your table is inside the house, Beshama holds his exera, you're not making the mitzvah. For the Gemara though, true, you have a right as machlokes about a big sukkah. But you want to tell me, over sukkah ketana lepligi, but by a small sukkah there's no machlekes. But what Tanya would learn like this, marzekes roishav rubei b'shachonai k'shera. If you have a sukkah that's at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, that can hold your head, your roiv, your body, and your shulchan, it's kosher. Rebbe says no. Ad shehebo arbamis al arbamis. Rebbe shittur is a sukkah has to be at least 4 amis to 4 amis. If it's less than that, you're not makayim mitzvah sukkah. That's Rebbe shittur.